If the Prime Minister stood in the foyer of his office at Parliament House and opened every door in the building in front of him, he would have an uninterrupted view of the Australian War Memorial a few kilometres away. It was an intentional decision made during the design of Canberra and shows the reverence in which the War Memorial and Australia's military is held. Tens of thousands of Australians will visit the War Memorial on Anzac Day to participate in the Dawn Service and the National Commemorative March. It's a particularly meaningful day for Labor MP Luke Gosling, a former soldier and commando.
Anzac Day for me has always been about remembering the fallen. You know, those that fell with my grandfather, those that fell with my father in Vietnam, and those that we've lost since. You know, nowadays it is also a very important way for me to have a lot of conversations with veterans about how they're going.
It's a similar story for West Australian Liberal MP Andrew Hastie, who did several combat tours in Afghanistan, leading men in the elite SAS, or Special Air Service Regiment.
I used to go and watch my grandfather march through the Sydney CBD on Anzac Day. He was a wireless air gunner on board a Catalina aircrew in World War II. He almost lost his life conducting a rescue of a downed aviator. I don't think Anzac Day is a day of celebration. It's a day of remembrance. I think ultimately Anzac is about sacrifice and service, and it's about remembering those who've made the ultimate sacrifice in giving their lives for Australia.
In the First World War, 416,000 Australians enlisted, and more than 60,000 were killed. Anzac Day, held on April the 25th, marks the landing of the Australia and New Zealand Army Corps on the beaches of Gallipoli in Turkey in 1915. Liberal MP Stuart Robert, who spent more than a decade as an Army intelligence officer, says there's actually an irony in marking that day.
In most nations celebrate victories. We mark a day that started 7, 8, 9 months of defeat. When we left the Anzac Cove Peninsula in late December, we didn't leave as victors. We were beaten on Anzac Day, 25th of April 1915, was when men from all over Australia, different faiths, different backgrounds, different colours, together as one, emerged on a beach as Australians. And that's what we stop and commemorate.
The shores of Gallipoli, now known as Anzac Cove, are also hallowed ground for Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds. She rose to the rank of Brigadier during her career in a number of Army combat support roles. She took her father to Anzac Cove a few years ago.
Seeing my father standing at the beach where his father came ashore on that first, dawn in Gallipoli was very moving, and I could see my father was finally, in his 70s, getting some degree of understanding of why his father was like he was.
New South Wales Liberal Senator Jim Molan is technically a young senator. He's only been in the role for a few months. But he spent 40 years in the Australian Army, rising to the rank of Major General and commanding thousands of troops in Iraq.
Many people believe that Australia's experience of war over the last 100 years is the Anzac experience. I don't agree with that. Australia's experience of war over the last 100 years is unpreparedness overcome by the Anzacs. Governments must be prepared. We've spent so much of our history, from the Boer War up until now, at war. We must be prepared.
The politicians' offices in Parliament are filled with souvenirs, medals and family photos from their lives in the military. Stuart Robert has several inert grenades in his office, along with his medals. Labor MP Mike Kelly, who served in Somalia, Bosnia, Timor-Leste and Iraq, has a reminder from his grandfather's time as a prisoner of the Japanese during the Second World War.
Was captured by the Japanese and ended up on the Burma Thai Railway and, suffered horrendously there. And still to this day, I have his loincloth from that experience. And whenever I think I'm doing it tough, sort of pull that out and say, harden up, sunshine.
Anzac Day is a day the former soldiers who now serve as politicians say needs to be treated respectfully. Liberal Senator David Fawcett, who spent 22 years as an experimental test pilot in the Army, says it's a day for migrants and new Australians too.
I think there is an obligation on all Australians to recognise that we're a free country today because of the sacrifice of others and to remember that. And I see people from many cultures, including some of our previous enemies, who come out on Anzac Day to remember the fact that people have fought.
Parliament has identified 119 politicians who served during the First World War. No federal MPs died during that war. This year marks the final year of the centenary of Anzac. It will be 100 years since the armistice was signed and the war was declared over. Miles Morgan, SBS News.